Hi, I'm Abby Smith. To breaking news first, the former lead detective in the investigation into the disappearance of Willem Tyrrell has been found guilty of making illegal recordings. 57-year-old Gary Jubelin retired last year after being charged with recording four conversations. The magistrate has told the court Mr. Jubelin pursued him at all costs using techniques that were above and beyond legality. The toddler was last seen at his foster grandmother's house on the mid-north coast of New South Wales in September 2014. Now to COVID-19 facts. Australia's largest childcare provider has been thrown a lifeline. Good Start and other charities who've suffered a 15% decline in turnover as a result of the coronavirus will now be eligible for the $130 billion wage subsidy scheme. It's set to bring relief to 60,000 families across the country and more than 650 not-for-profit centres. The coronavirus-stricken Ruby Princess cruise ship has docked south of Sydney. More than 1,000 members are still on board as the vessel now refuels and food and medical supplies are restocked. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says it will stay in Port Kembla for the next 10 days.
A plan has been developed that will be around isolation on the ship. And then from that 10-day period of isolation, we can then continue to work with Carnival.
And we're being urged to stop wearing masks unnecessarily. The Royal Australasian College of Physicians says it's putting the health of our frontline workers at risk, the people who need them the most during this pandemic. Taking a look at sport, former Test spinner Stephen O'Keefe has called time on his Sheffield Shield career after he was given a new contract by New South Wales. O'Keefe told the ABC he doesn't agree with the decision, but he hopes it means some young talent will get a go.
Look, a surprise and a little bit disappointed, but, you know, I think throughout my career I've had a lot of things going my way, had a lot of luck. And
Blues coach Brad Fittler has been cleared of coronavirus. He'd had some symptoms including a fever and cough last week, going for a test, but he told Fox Sports in the end it was just a nasty case of the flu.